Good morning and welcome to Big Jim's House with Big Jim O'Brien, Aaron V, and producer Ryan. Heard only on 94.7 CSX.
Just a little before 6 o'clock, 48 degrees in the Motor City. Where'd you put the candy, Ryan?
It's over here.
You got it over there? What's it got? By the way, when I talked to him on the phone this morning, we were talking about candy and I asked him what he had. He didn't give the chocolate till like the fourth thing he had. He buried the lead because he doesn't like chocolate. You got to lead with the chocolate when you're telling people what you got, right? Right?
There's all sorts of Tootsie Rolls and all kinds of stuff in there.
Tootsie Rolls is not chocolate. Those are doorstops wrapped in plastic.
Oh, they're delicious.
Tootsie Rolls?
I like Tootsie Rolls.
I know the dance, but that's about it.
Did you have a lot of kids last night?
We had a wave towards the very end of our hour. In Watertucket, we go from 6 to 7, so we had a pretty steady flow. And then between 6:45 and 7, we had 50, 60, 70 kids. And they all showed up at once, man. And now in Mount Clemens?
We ran out of candy in an hour.
We really shouldn't talk about this. You know why, right?
Why?
Guess how many people Ryan had at his brand new house that we talked about in the air yesterday? No.
He had none, just the neighbor kids, but two technically because...
No, because he went over to them. Technically, none. You got shut... I really do. We're not being smart-ass here. We feel horrible for you, man. That sucks. You got shut out. How does that happen? I have never had a Halloween where nobody showed up.
Next year, you can just come over to my neighborhood and pass out candy. It was craziness. We ran out of candy. I went by Meijer yesterday after I left here because, you know, I wait till last minute to get the candy so I don't sit there and eat it all. And I ended up spending $50 on candy.
Do you know how much Ryan actually spent on candy? None, because he can return the bag because it's unopened. Well, just return the bag because he opened it for us.
He brought it.
Why'd you open the bag? Knucklehead. So did you run out? We ran out
in about 48 minutes. And then I was like, oh, lights off, went in the house.
Hid in the back?
No, just watched Hocus Pocus because it was on.
Of course, it's Halloween. It's supposed to be on. Yeah, no, it was a good turnout. It was a good crowd last night. I'm telling you, Ryan, kids were everywhere last night, man. They were all over the Motor City. Thousands of kids trick-or-treating last night, Ryan. Except in your neighborhood.
I feel bad for him. Let's not make fun of him. That's disappointing.
Well, I'll tell you who to blame. We'll get into this a little bit later on. We have a way to fix this. The other reason I bring this up is we can fix this. The candy's here. The man's here. You can come here, and he will give you some candy so we can say, this man handed out candy for Halloween. I don't care if it's November 1st.
Do you want me to just go borrow a kid this morning and bring him in?
No, we're not borrowing kids. We can't borrow. What do you mean borrow a kid? Like go to a bus stop and get a kid and hand him candy?
No, I'll get like Amanda to drive by with the niece and bring her in real quick.
Okay, because I really didn't know where you were going with that.
No, I didn't want to make it creepy. Stop it.
If you want me to, I'll go borrow a kid and give him candy too. Just let me get the van. I'll be back. We have like 7 station vans out there. We could do this. No, we are one Radio Plaza street. One Radio Plaza. You're damn right. Anyway. If you're in the Oak Park area, we're 8.5 in Coolidge. If you do want to stop on by, Ryan will walk out. Will you walk out and hand people candy? Okay.
If they come by and say trick or treat?
Yeah, just drive by. You don't have to get out of your car. So just do a drive-by off 8 Mile. It's easy. that didn't sound right. Anyway, text us or call 248-398-WCSX. What's coming up in sports?
The Pistons went into overtime. I'll tell you what happened. And more moves for the Lions.
CSX Big Jim's House 607. Here's Aaron V with sports.
Spencer Dinwiddie made a three-pointer with 7.1 seconds left in overtime. The Brooklyn Nets beat the Detroit Pistons 120-119 last night. So Detroit now dropped 3 in a row. They're off until Saturday. They're going to head to Philly.
Remember I told you like during the Celtics game the night before, they had a chance to win against the Celtics, one of the best teams in the East.
Yeah.
Last night, they gave that game to Brooklyn like 5 different times. I actually whipped my iPad across the bedroom last night. I was like, it was one of those games that the Pistons should have put away like 5 times, like I said.
They'll get back in the groove.
They will. They'll get there.
DJ Durkin will not be on the Maryland sideline for Saturday's game against Michigan State, nor will he coach another game for the Terrapins. They fired him yesterday, and if you're not familiar with the story, he was reinstated the day before to the university. He'd been on paid administrative leave since August due to an investigation into the death of an offensive lineman in June to heat stroke stemming from a workout, and then there were reports of toxic culture within the program. So this will be interesting to follow because I think there's going to be more with this whole situation.
Yeah, the athletic director's gone. He's gone. It's going to come out. So yeah.
The Lions created a hole in their offense on their roster Tuesday when they dealt Golden Tate to the Eagles. Well, they filled the spot with linebacker Calvin Shepard, who comes to us from the Giants.
Nice.
We'll get to Matt Patricia in just a second. He was not happy with one of the reporters yesterday.
Oh,
we have that sound. Yeah, he scolded a reporter.
Wings and Devils tonight at LCA. And if you're a fan of the hockey, we do have tickets coming up in Battle of the Burbs for that game later on this morning.
Cool.
Just a reminder, too, Take on Tito is back bigger than ever. You can make your football picks now by texting the keyword Tito to 248-398-9279. That's T-I-T-O to 248-398-WCSX. We'll send you all the games right to your phone. Takes a couple of minutes. You make your picks. You can win weekly prizes from our friends at Tito's Handmade Vodka and even win a trip for two to Hawaii in our company-wide contest.
Tito, T-I-T-O, man. Check it out. It's a lot of fun. It's really easy. It's very cool this year how you can play against other people as well. Okay, Matt Patricia yesterday, they have their media thing. He gets up there. He's talking. This reporter, he wasn't happy with not so much the question he asked, but the attitude. So Matt Patricia scolded this guy.
Why do you think this makes your franchise better?
Well, you know, do me a favor, just kind of sit up and just like have a little respect for the process. Every day you come in and ask me questions and you just kind of like, you know, give me this. But I mean, like, just be a little respectful. I'm asking just to be a little respectful in this whole process. Okay. So ask me a question professionally and I'll answer it for you.
Wow.
Good for him.
Is it?
Because I worked the sports beat for years and years and years. That's what I did. I covered sports and baseball. And some reporters get so lackadaisical that they forget their manners sometimes.
You mean like some head coaches that wear a hat backwards and pencils over their ear and dress like a slob when they're on the sidelines? I'm sorry. Hey, Matt Patricia, why don't you focus on the game against the Vikings? And don't worry about that reporter. If you want to get into how you dress, look in the mirror. I'm a slob. You're a slob. Okay? He needs to focus on the game. A lot of rain rolling in the air today. Yes, yes, he does. CSX Big Jim's House, 619, 48 degrees. Could be some pretty good rain rolling in the area. We may be looking like half an inch of rain by the end of the day. Hopefully be out of here by the weekend, though. So, just keep a heads up on that. Let me see. Kiss My Gas coming up in 10 minutes. Your chance to win tickets. Go see Gene Simmons and Kiss. Little Caesars Arena.
That's 6:30, 7:30, 8:30, 9:30. Just listen for a song from Kiss. Caller number 31, 248-398-9279. We'll sort you out with tickets for that show.
Slow down there, sugar girl.
And...
jeez.
A gas card.
A little amped up on the sugar this morning?
A little bit. I was eating Jolly Ranchers on my way to work this morning.
You were eating Jolly Ranchers. Okay, it is the day after Halloween. Again, our thoughts and prayers go out to all the teachers who have to deal with these whacked out sugar fiends as they head to school this morning. You mentioned something in the studio. We were talking about this real quick. Our producer, Ryan, by the way, is an avid leaf raker with his first home. It kills him that he can't rake all the leaves every day. My old neighbor, Chris, used to go out with a leaf blower in January when the snow would dry just long enough so he could get the leaves off from underneath the snow. He's that guy. Now, you were telling me you're going to pay some kids to come out and rake leaves, right?
Yeah, because, you know, my kids are grown and they don't live with me anymore, so I can't get them to do remedial chores.
But it's good, though. You get them over, the kids do some manual labor, they make some money, and they do that.
Yeah.
I wanted to share the story because I remember when our oldest son, Ryan, was maybe 8 or 9. The neighbors got a huge, I don't know, it's an oak tree or something. It's massive. You know, those giant trees. And he went over and they said, well, we'll pay you to rake the leaves up. And he's like, sure. So Ryan goes over and says, well, I'll do it for $5.
He undersold himself.
Not only but these are one of those oak trees that dropped every leaf at the same time.
Oh, no.
He was in tears. The poor kid was out there for like an hour. And the neighbor comes over and goes, Jim, your kid's out front. I'm like, yeah, he's raking leaves. And I walked out and there's like 8,000 leaves. He had 8 or 9 bags full of leaves. He was in tears. He wasn't halfway through it. For $5.
But did the neighbor end up giving him more money?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we made him feel guilty. I kept pinching Ryan underneath the arm just to make him cry a little bit more.
Good on you, Dad.
Yeah, that's what you do. And again.
No, I think like the going rate, like you've been to my house. My yard's kind of big. So $25 a kid, I think $50 for two kids is.
Yeah. See, now, when I was growing up, $25, you could buy a house, a loaf of bread, a car.
You're not that damn old.
Yeah. Damn, it sounds good. CSX Big Jim's House. There you go. Strutter and Kiss. Let's get our winner, Chris in Clinton Township. How you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you?
We're good.
You're caller 31. Congrats. You're going to see Kiss. Woo!
Nice.
That's amazing. I've never seen them.
You know, you're the second person this week. And Paul, when we had him on the Housecast, was talking about if you're going to go see one show from Kiss, this is the one because they're going to like, what was it, 25 songs in this? It's going to be a big show, dude. Chris, hold on. Ron will get your info next. You got the $10 gas card as well. Congratulations, brother.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, thanks for listening, too. We appreciate it, man.
All right.
Yeah, you got it. Hold on, Chris. Okay. We'll do that again, 7:30, 8:30, and 9:30 this morning. Rain rolling in today. Just give you a heads up on that one. Could be up to a half inch of rain. Mm. It's nice weather last night. Oh, by the way, real quick, before we talk about Halloween, we want to hear from you guys about candy and how many people are in your neighborhood, because we had an issue with one of the members of the show. But Gene Simmons was on Jeopardy last night for the Halloween thing. And at one point, he and Alex Trebek, he got Trebek dressed up as a member of KISS.
That's
the full
so
makeup.
Cool.
I mean, it's the full gear, wasn't it, Ryan?
Oh, yeah. Matched head to toe Gene Simmons.
Now, if you want to see this, we'll text it to you, 248-398-WCSX. The keyword, of course, is
KISS.
Okay, here's Trebek when they're backstage.
Boy, I hope I got this KISS makeup right. Is there anybody here who can tell me if I got this right?
Yeah, you nailed it. Don't worry.
Oh, thanks, Gene.
Yeah, well, now for the heels. Well, I can't do them all in order. I'll just do the final.
Well, that's how it's done.
He was not going to put on those 2-foot-tall heels. Yeah, Trebek was like, nope, that's where I draw the line.
He'll break a damn hip.
he's trying to do the hand signals.
She's right. Yeah. I don't know that I would roll it. Yeah. I wouldn't be rolling the dice with you with the hip there, Trebek. Anyway, KISS.
I'll take emergency room visits for $200.
Exactly. He was actually, Simmons was on there asking questions. We'll get that sound later on. Okay. So last night, it was great weather. I thought it was, for Halloween compared to last year, it was fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
You were saying earlier on the show, Aaron, that in Mount Clemens on the east side, you had how many kids would you say?
Oh, my goodness. At least 200.
Just crowds of kids. We had a late rush in Waterford. We would go between 6 and 7. Between 6:30 and 7, we probably 100 kids. I would say ballpark, based that we gave out 2 pieces of candy. Our producer, Ryan, first time in the new house, moved into the neighborhood, ready for the kids. How many kids showed up?
Zero.
I'm sad for you.
I don't know that I've ever had a shutout on Halloween. We've had years because of weather or something where you don't get a lot of kids coming by the house. I get that. But what do you think? I have asked a question. 248-398-WCSX or studio number. On the corner of your street, were there a lot of houses that weren't there, had their lights out?
No, I mean, the neighbor next to me, they took off. I saw them leaving with their younger kids. And the people across from me, I saw them take off too. But a lot of people on the street had their lights on. So my girlfriend noticed that. So I asked her that when she got home from work. She's like, no, driving down, everybody looked like they were home and lights on.
Because, you know, Aaron, like when we were kids, if there was a street that was maybe half and half, you didn't go down it. You know, you'd go to the next block because you didn't want to deal with it.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm thinking about that. Yeah, you know, you're right, because there would be areas where that we would avoid just because.
Well, it wasn't anything bad. It was just like, if I'm going to walk down a block, I'll go to the next block because I know I'm going to hit like 10 houses instead of 4. Right? That was what we did. That's what you did.
See, I just was excited because this was my first Halloween where I was passing out candy after going, you know, like a gap of not doing that or going to trick or treat myself. And I remember it from a kid where it was a dead sprint from house to house. We'd change out one pillowcase, get another pillowcase,
exactly,
and go back out.
Oh, yeah.
And all of that. And so I'm like, I'm getting fired up. I bought a themed Halloween bowl.
So you understand, Ryan is not the kind of guy that buys decorative stuff.
No, I make fun of people who buy that stuff.
That is not his thing.
And then I bought it and poured all the candy in it.
I guarantee Aaron had the decorative bowl. You were not using Tupperware last night.
No, I was using Tupperware.
Were you really? Okay.
Because I have this giant green Tupperware thing that I got from the dollar store that
you can't talk about how much we gave out, though.
What? Well,
you have a giant green one you got just for that? How big is it?
It's huge. It's like this big around.
See, Ryan could have used a Ziploc bag to hand them out to the no kids last night.
I just feel really bad
we
for
do
you.
Too. We all do. We really
horrible.
Do, man.
The worst part was I was like, oh, well, because I have like a screen door and then like a patio area and then a door that goes into my real house, you know? So I'm like, oh, man, I'm going to keep my house door open and just leave the screen door closed. So then people, you know, I'll hear them come in. And so I let all the heat out, too.
So
I left my door open for like an hour and a half.
You were sitting here coming up with your theories about why Ryan didn't have trick or
treaters. Well, the one about the end of the street was the one. The lights was the other one. The other one is all the trunk or treats going on right now. I don't think there's as many kids, but we've disproved that because you had lots of kids in Mount Clemens. I had lots of kids in Waterford.
Larry has the solution.
What is that?
They saw that picture of Ryan in his Halloween costume, and it scared him away.
Yeah. Good one.
Larry in St. Clair Shores, well done.
No, Larry, good job there. Now, Ryan did bring the candy that he didn't hand out last night. If you are in the area and you want to stop by the radio station, you'll run out to the parking lot and hand him some candy, right?
Yeah, as long as you say trick or treat and Do it for real.
Okay. We are, and now if you put this in your GPS, it's 1 Radio Plaza Street, Ferndale, 48220. We're 8.5 in Coolidge and Oak Park, but if you're going to put it into your phone or whatever, 1 Radio Plaza Street, there's a big sign that says Beasley Media, and we got our security cameras right over here.
So we can see you pull up?
Well, give us a call ahead of time. Let us know you're coming out here so Ryan can
or if you want, just drive by and I'll just whip candy at your
car. No, we're not throwing candy at people. You got to give it to them. This guy has got to give candy to someone. All just one person, okay? 248-398-WCSX. Aww. Let's make all the phones ring and lift up Ryan's spirits. Jim's house, 650. 48 degrees, rain rolling into the Motor City. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan. You got candy? There's someone on the... Who is it? Is it Hangman's here?
Hangman's
here.
Oh, is he?
What happened? Well, we got another caller on the phone we're going to get to in case you just joined us this morning. I hope everybody had a great Halloween. Our producer Ryan, his first Halloween in his new house. He had the candy. He even bought a Halloween bowl. Now on the microphone there, how many people actually stopped by last night?
Zero.
Well, we feel, honestly, we're kind of, you know, we're not poking fun of this because we feel really bad for you because you're so pumped up about this. So we invited folks to stop on by the radio station. We're not going to let you, we can't let you in, obviously, but you can swing in the parking lot and Ryan will run out there with the candy. Hangman's here, right?
Yeah.
We'll go.
All right.
Again, take your camera. He's going to go give out candy. He's got to say he'd give out candy to somebody this year, right? That would just suck if you're just sitting there all night.
Make sure Hangman says trick or treat.
Oh, yeah. Make sure he says trick or treat. Okay. CSX. Now, who's this again?
This is Gary from Centerline.
All right. Now, Gary, it's Big Jim and Aaron here. Are you coming by to trick or treat with Ryan, who had no one come to his house last night?
I'm coming by, yes.
All right. Let's hear your trick or treat.
Trick or treat.
Nice. Okay. What time are you stopping by the station? What time do you think?
8:30 or 8:45.
There it is.
Well, see, we'll just throw Ryan out there about 8:30 and just make him stay out there.
He'll come looking for you, man. All right, buddy. Hey, Gary.
Does he still have the same costume?
The one in the photo? No. There was a court order. We can't allow him to wear that ever again. So, he's got his beanie on and a hoodie. He looks like any barista in Detroit, pretty much. So
we ran out of candy at 7:30.
See, you're just rubbing it in now. Just rubbing it in on the poor kid, man. All right, Gary, we'll see you later on, all right?
Thank you.
All right, there goes. You can watch the security cameras. Brian walked out to Hangman, getting some candy from him. No, wait, giving candy to Hangman. I made it sound wrong.
Yeah, that was awkward.
Yeah,
again.
I didn't mean to turn that around again.
Is Hangman driving a van?
No, big pickup truck.
Oh, okay.
And we're the ones that have a bunch of vans parked out in the parking lot. Anyway, 6:53, it's Big Jim's house, CSX. Good morning. Just before 7 o'clock, welcome to Big Jim's house. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan this morning. 48 degrees, rain rolling into the area. Could be heavy times. We'll keep an eye on that. All right. Coming up next, Aaron. Bye, Tom Petty. How many dogs have set a fire last year in the United States?
I'm sure quite a few.
Well, the reason we're talking about this, there's a video, a guy, a security camera video of his dog in the Motor City that set his house on fire. Well, his stove. It's a weird story. We'll get to it next, but I was thinking about your dog, Tito the Wonder Chihuahua. I know he saved you. We'll get to that as well. But if there's anyone listening that involves your dog and fire, 248-398-WCSX. I don't know. When you see the video, we're going to talk about this next, but just start thinking about it. But here's the question. How many dogs have started a fire in the U.S. last year?
I would say there had to be quite a few because there are some naughty puppies out there.
Oh, well, we'll get to the story next. The German Shepherd that tried to burn his dad's house down here in the Motor City next. CSX Big Jim's house, 7:04. Don't forget, Kiss My Gas, 6:30, 7:30, 8:30, 9:30. We'll do it all day today. Tickets for Kiss before the Beat the Box office there for the show at LCA March 13th and $10 gas card. Okay, here's a question. 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279. Other than their food, what has your dog destroyed in your house? Think about it. 248-398-9279. Other than their food, what has your dog destroyed? The reason we're talking about it is this story comes out of the Motor City, showed up on Inside Edition. Here's the puppy dogs. Now, if you want to see the puppy dogs who decided to blow up the pop, we will text you the video. Of course, the keyword is
fire.
So here's the news story. And the guy from Inside Edition, he definitely got into the news story guy with dog puns.
Caught on camera, a case of soda catching fire and exploding. Now, look in the corner. Two dogs are cowering. And they're not innocent bystanders. The black German Shepherd named Dahlia is the culprit. How'd it happen? Dahlia can be seen jumping on the stove and accidentally turning on the gas burner. Bad dog. Her buddy Hendrix wants nothing to do with the crisis. He's a good dog.
Really?
Both watch as the fire burns. Pretty soon, it's time to hide in the corner. The flames get bigger and bigger. All of a sudden...
Here it comes.
The dogs look for a way out of there but can't get past the gate. Then the soda cans explode again. Matthew Ruffino couldn't believe it when he checked his security camera at his home outside Detroit.
I've never known of a dog being able to start a stove like that. And so after actually seeing her nose just kind of turn it on, I was blown away. I've never seen anything like that before.
Dogs become accidental arsonists more often than you might think. Whoa! Up to 1,000 fires are started by pets each year.
Come on, a grand every year?
Oh, 100%, I believe that.
248-398-WCSX. Other than food, what did your dog destroy in honor of the dog here in the Motor City that blew up a 12-pack of Faygo by lighting the stove with its paw?
That could have been much worse.
Oh, yeah, and you see the dogs, you were talking before. These dogs, they're obviously dogs are smart animals, and these shepherds, they knew something was really wrong. And they kind of went one way, like he was, you know, doing the sort of pun thing there with them. So 248-398-WCSX. You've never had that, but didn't you have recently with Tito, it kind of went the other way around, right?
Yeah, I was cooking. I think it was the Rice-A-Roni.
It was the Rice-A-Roni, yeah.
I was cooking Rice-A-Roni, and my ADD got the better of me, and I forgot I had it on the stove, and I charred it like it was really bad. And Tito started barking, and I was mad at him because I'm like, shut the hell up, little dog. Why are you barking? And then I smelled the Rice-A-Roni.
Right.
So he was letting me know, hey, Mom, you're about to burn the damn house down.
So that's the other side of the coin. So, yeah, you know, that's what we're saying. He's a smart dog. He's a good boy. But 248-398-WCSX. It's a damnedest video, too, man, watching that dog. That dog knew it had done something really wrong. And you see that can of, I didn't know you could, well, it's a stove with a 12-pack of Faygo.
The fact that this dog could turn the stove on, though.
Not only that, but you saw the dog drop the TV remote to go over to the stove. That was pretty... And his coffee cup, he's like, oh my God, look what's going on. CSX Big Jim's House, 716. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan. We were talking about this dog in Detroit that accidentally blew up a 12-pack of Faygo by turning the stove on. The 12-pack was on top of the stove.
Bad dog.
Bad puppy dog jumped up there looking for something. Gas stove lit. Boom. If you want to see the video of the dog blowing up the Faygo, we'll send it to you. The keyword, of course, is...
fire.
Tito's never destroyed anything in the house significant. Well, he only weighs like 2 pounds.
No.
What can he get into?
He doesn't get into anything. He sleeps 23 out of 24 hours, comes into work, makes football picks, then goes home and goes to... He sleeps. That's what he does.
That's the greatest job in the world. That's why some of us give your dog crap, because we're completely jealous.
Jealous.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, man. It's a fantastic job. So we were talking about, other than their food, what does your dog destroy? Because this dog here in the Motor City, again, Texas keyword fire. Like you said, though, this could have been a lot worse. I mean, that flame is on full on a gas stove. And when that 12-pack goes off, you see the dogs run. But it could have been a lot worse, man. So, Tim in Royal Oak. Go ahead, man. What'd your dog destroy?
I've got a black lab that we rescued from a place in Alabama. Once he hit about 6 months, we had a antique couch that my parents gave us, and he decided to eat it.
He ate your couch?
Aww.
He ate the couch. He ate the cushions off the back of the couch.
Little separation anxiety?
A little bit, man. Oh, my God.
Maybe. And then... he ate another couch, except he ate all four cushions.
Oh, no. Well, Dahmer here.
Yeah, his dog,
his
Lloyd.
His dog, Lloyd is a couch eater.
Dahmer will go and find cheap couches because he knows that Lloyd will eat his couch. Oh, he talks about him all the time, man. There it is, brother. Hey, Tim, thanks for calling, man. Have a good day, okay?
All right, you too.
All right, there goes. 248-398-WCSX. In honor of the dog that blew up the 12-pack of Faygo, what is your dog destroyed? We're getting some text messages, too.
Sharon says, my dog chewed a hole in the wall, and then my daughter's friend brought home a dog that chewed up her $600 bed. And then, then she had a Shar Pei pit that jumped up on the stove and turned the knob out without lighting the stove, and she came home, and the whole house smelled like gas.
Again, one of those moments that could have been really, really bad.
Especially if you would have lit a cigarette.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Now, the dog would be panicked and warning you and telling you, like, don't come in the house and run around. The cat would be like, here's a lighter.
Indeed.
Let's see what happens. 10 minutes from now, Kiss My Gas. You can win a pair of tickets to go see Kiss at LCA, the final tour, and a $10 gas card. And of course, we got to get to the prank on Julene.
Oh.
We'll do that around 7:35.
Classic.
CSX Big Jim's house, 728 Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan this morning, 47 degrees, that's about it. We're going to get to like 49 and rain all day, rolling through the Motor City. Should be nice by the weekend, hopefully get that out of our system today. Okay, we had someone call and just said they wanted me to do my Gene Simmons impression all day tomorrow morning on the show.
No.
I don't know if I could do 4 hours of Kiss, like we did at Cobo back in the day. Aaron, if you were at the Poncha Train, I would take you to the show. Baby, Gene Simmons calling you. Right there.
Stop.
So, coming up in a couple minutes here. Well, we're going to do the tickets next for Kiss My Gas, but coming up around in about 7:35. Last year, we'll get what happened was Julene was going to interview Gene Simmons. He was coming to Caesars or something. I don't remember.
Oh, it was the box set.
That's right, the Kiss Vault
or whatever it was.
So, Gene was running late. She didn't know the time. It's Gene Simmons. He kind of works in Gene Simmons' world. So I pretended to be Gene Simmons, did that impression, and called her and had her on the hook for quite a while.
It was greatness.
Until our producer tipped the hand and started laughing his ass off at the end of it. So we will play that back. If you haven't heard it, we'll get to it. But right now,
it is time, Motor City, to Kiss My Gas.
Yep, we want to hook you up with tickets for the End of the Road World Tour. 248-398-9279. That's 248-398-WCSX. We'll also sort you out the gas card to get you to the show.
Oh. And you will shout it out loud, like they did at the Poncha Train. I cannot repeat what they shouted, though. Oh. CSX, baby.
CSX, Big Jim's house, 735, 47 degrees, rain all day today, and that's about it for a high. We may get to close to 50, maybe. So anyway, just keep the umbrella handy. All right. You reminded me of the timing of this last year when Gene Simmons came to town. He was downtown, and we actually sent a listener there that vault that he had of all his recordings. And it was a big deal, right? I mean, it was.
This has to be one of my favorite radio moments since I joined this radio station more than a year ago.
So Julene's in here, and she's kind of nervous that Gene Simmons is going to call and she's going to do the interview. So we know that we're going to try to prank her. And the laugh you hear at the very end of this is producer Ryan, who's standing in the studio watching Julene. So I decided, what the hell, I'll give it a try. I'll go in the other room and pretend to be Gene Simmons and call Julene Jordan.
Hi, CSX.
This is Gene Simmons calling from Lanavid.
Gene Simmons, welcome.
Good to talk to you. Am I speaking to Julene Jordan?
Julene, yes, you're speaking to Julene. This is actually the second interview we've done. We did one a long time ago, and we talked about...
When did we talk, Julene?
We talked when you were doing your bass guitar, your custom basses.
I remember... Clearly, it was Cobo.
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yes. So, ladies and gentlemen, Gene Simmons with me.
Julene, are you single? Because you sound tremendous over the phone.
I am single, Gene.
Okay. Okay. I'm wearing single jeans right now, too. Just one leg.
That's all?
Gene Simmons is funny in the morning. Let me tell you something. You, Julene Jordan, have got my heart pumping like. Like two monkeys tap dancing on a minefield.
I haven't had that effect on a man in a long time, Gene.
You make me want to rock and roll all night and party every day.
Yeah.
Wow.
So,
yeah.
Gene.
Julene Jordan.
Yeah.
CSX.
Yes, Gene Simmons from Kiss.
Are you wearing a little gray hat today with a little tassel on the end of it?
I am, as a man.
Oh, you sound like it. I can tell the way. It's beautiful.
Gene.
Julene Jordan.
There's Ryan in the back. Just lost it, man. God bless her. She's such a saint for putting up with that crap, man. Anyway, if you want to hear the whole phone call, we've got the whole thing, right? Yeah, we'll text it to you. 248-398-WCSX. The keyword, of course, is...
Prank.
That's a prank from Gene Simmons and Kiss.
It's always easy to reach Big Jim's house.
I'm the dude, so that's what you call me, you know?
Call or text 248-398-WCSX. East side, west side, down river. It's time for the Battle of the Burbs in Big Jim's house.
This is Battle of the Burbs. Time to play Battle of the Burbs.
We got our players on the phone. Everybody is ready to roll. Y'all ready to go?
Okay, he's supposed to call me when he leaves Milford.
I'm not calling. Well, I'll be in Milford later, but I will call you, I promise, okay?
Okay.
All right, good, good. But you want to play the game, or are we good with business? I mean, we don't want to cut you off, bro.
No, we're good.
Okay.
We're all good. I was on hold, so I figured I'd do it real quick.
Hey, man. No. Hey, keep moving. Time
Handle
is money,
your
baby.
Business. Handle
got our,
your
got our
business.
Players on the phone. Is everybody ready to go?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes, sir.
We got Nate representing the east side, Jack the west side, Dave downriver. Nate, if you know the answer, you will yell out east. Jack, you will yell out west. Dave, you will yell out down. Do not answer until you are called upon, and make sure you're super loud so Ryan can hear you and everyone can hear you.
All right.
Who sounds like they're dying today?
Was that Nate? Who said all right?
Yeah, that was Nate.
All right, Nate. Come on,
Nate.
Man. I know it's raining. It's the day after Halloween.
Wake
but you can
up.
Do it. Come on, man. Here we go.
Eat some candies.
All right, here we go. Like Aaron did on the way in.
Yeah. My coffee.
There you go.
There we go.
We want a bunch of spider monkeys playing this game, man. Okay, first question.
All right, question number one. Golden Trait was traded on Tuesday from this Detroit team to the Philly Eagles.
East.
Go ahead, buddy.
Lions.
There you go. Detroit Lions, east side on the board. Question number two. Happy Meals will exit the value menu of this fast food chain today and be replaced with six.
Down.
Dave.
McDonald's.
McDonald's. All right, we are East Side 1, Down River 1. Question number 3.
The parade to celebrate the Baseball World Series win took place in this city yesterday.
East.
Down. Nate for the win.
Got it, Nate. What is it?
Boston.
There it is.
Yay.
East Side 3. Did somebody get charged? They threw a beer can and hit the World Series trophy itself in Denver.
Not good.
Yeah, they did. They hit it with a beer can. They got charged. That is so Boston.
Oh, man.
In Detroit, we just set things on fire and flip them over. I mean, you don't throw beer cans at it.
I know. That's a tragedy.
Boring. All right, Nate, you're going to go see the Wings and the Devils tonight down at LCA. Congratulations, brother.
Thanks a lot.
You got to give us your east side now. East side?
East side?
Nice job, east side.
East side!
Today's winners in the Battle of the Burbs. Heard only in Big Jim's house on 94.7 WCSX.
CSX Big Jim's house, 8:19. About 10 minutes from now, you can kiss my gas. Win tickets to see Kiss at Little Caesars Arena, Aaron.
It's not at
Cobalt, which is right across from the punch drain. Anyway, we'll do that at 8:30. We'll also have Gene last night. He showed up on Jeopardy and was asking questions. Serious questions about Halloween movie stuff. We'll have a little clip of that.
You know what, though? That's what makes me think this is really their real end-of-the-road tour because of all the TV things that they're doing.
Right.
They've never done that before.
Mm. Once it got past Kiss and Scooby-Doo, they were done. It was all downhill from there. We know that.
Anyway, you know what I'm saying, though?
Yeah. They're serious. We had Paul on. You can listen to the Housecast. You can hear it in his voice. I mean, he's pretty serious. This is going to be the last one. Okay, another TV show last night, though. This happens occasionally. We get these clips from the TV shows, stupid things. Somebody, they can't spell a puzzle on Wheel of Fortune, or you're watching Family Feud and somebody says a wacky answer. This one last night could be the worst one ever because
on Family Feud?
Family Feud, because the answer is going to get this person in so much trouble. There's so many layers to this that we don't know when the guy blurted this out. Now, if you want to see it, we'll send it to you. The same number you used to call. Just text us. The keyword is
family.
And you're like, well, why would I want to see the clip? Well, just listen.
Fill in the blank. If it were up to me, I'd never blank again.
Cheat.
Oh. That's the dumbest thing you could have said. What are you, an idiot? Cheat.
Dude.
I hope his wife wasn't part of that family.
Watch the video.
You want to see it? Just text the keyword family to 248-398-9279. We'll send it right to your phone.
We'll have to change the keyword tomorrow to divorce court.
Oh, my gosh.
See what I mean? There's some...
Oh.
Wow. Huh? There you go. So no matter anything you say today at work that's stupid, it can't be as bad as what that guy said last night on Family Feud. Kiss my gas. Kiss tickets coming up next. Hang with us. It's Big Jim's house. To see us next. Morning. CSX, one of Kiss's best ballads, Love Gun. 8:35, Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, Big Jim's house, Kiss My Gas. Marie in Waterford, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
We're good. Is it raining?
Not yet.
Okay.
Brings on the way. Well, you are caller number
31. Congratulations. You got the Beat the Box Office tickets to see the Kiss End of the Road World Tour at LCA next March.
Yay. I'm so excited. Thank you.
Hey, well, hold on. Ryan will get your info in just a second. We'll get the $10 gas card, and then we will see you at the show. All right. Thanks, Marie.
Thank you.
Okay, hold on there. And we'll do it again at 9:30. We'll do it also tomorrow. Kiss my guest, 6:30, 7:30, 8:30, and 9:30. I want to bring Ryan Logan, our producer and resident young guy, in. It's always interesting to me what people know you for. You and I were talking about this when we had someone text because we played Battle of the Burbs today instead of like we normally do Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Right.
So now people know Aaron because they'll ask you about your dog a lot, Tito. They'll come up and say, how's Tito? Like they know the dog.
Yeah.
Because they hear so much about him on the air.
Right.
They know you ride Harleys, right? They know you're from Mount Clemens. They know that about you.
Right.
Producer Ryan, what do they know you for? Stunt boy kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
That you've done.
Okay, that's
people
what I was going to say.
You
I didn't
as
know
if Navy
I had a locked
vet.
Answer.
They know that, yep. You know, that's what I would kind of hope, you know, that spend time in the military, live in Waterford, have a family.
Right.
Like cars a little bit.
Like cars
a
little
lot
bit.
A bit.
But what I found out is over the week.
Meow, 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 meow.
I am known
meow,
as the guy meow, meow, who licked a cat food lid.
Oh, no.
It's not a bad thing. It was funny as hell to me. I went into this place to get some water, some salt for our water softener, right?
Mm-hmm.
And three or four people, and they're great listeners in Waterford, nice bunch of people, and we're talking, and I had my CSX hoodie on. And the guy goes, first thing, there's a guy there, and he goes, yeah, you're the guy that took 8 months to replace the mirror in your wife's bathroom. I'm like, really? That's what you remember? Bob Seger Boulevard, none of that matters. And then she goes, no, 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 no. He's the guy who licked the cat food lid. And they're like, oh, yeah, you're the guy that licked the cat food lid. And I'm like, yep, that's
meow,
me.
Meow, 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 meow,
so
meow,
I figure, what the hell? You might as well embrace it. I did it again.
Aww.
Not exactly, but I did it again. And this one I don't think is my fault. Adam used a real spoon instead of one of the plastic spoons to serve the cats their food at night, their wet food, and he put it in the sink. It was dark in the morning. I thought that was creamer or something on it, so I stirred my coffee with the cat food spoon. There were little chunks of wet cat food in my coffee when I drank it.
I still don't get how you just grab random stuff and use it.
Especially if it's been sitting in the sink,
so
man.
I have to take a moment until everybody's listening. I love cat food!
Meow, meow, meow,
I guess
meow,
so.
We got to take a moment to talk to you about kitchen etiquette.
I just saw it and I thought it was a coffee spoon.
I love
in the sink.
You, but damn, Jim.
That's why no one kisses me anymore, apparently. So be happy that you're known as the stunt guy who wears crazy stuff and you've got a Chihuahua and you ride a Harley Davidson.
I was going to say, or you could be the lady who told me the other day, oh, you look, you're a handsome looking fella, but on your videos and stuff on your show, I listen to them, but you should dress a little bit better. You look a little raggedy. I'm like, hey, great to meet you too.
Although she's right. Yeah. Yeah. You look like, you know, come on, Ryan. You can step it up a little bit.
Yeah, what happened to this guy who used to brag about his shoe game?
I don't wear anything here.
You know what you should wear? This.
Meow, 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 meow.
Lick some cat food, dude. You'll be jamming, so.
It's too early to dress nice. You know how long it takes me to put on a pair of high tops?
I swear to God, I thought he was going to say high heels. I swear to God, I thought you were going to say
well,
high
after
heels.
After yesterday's Halloween photo.
No, yes. We're done.
It's always easy to reach Big Jim's house.
Uh-oh, do I hear a dial tone? Because this party is off the hook.
Caller.
Text Big Jim's house. There you go, triple shot of Queen. We got our qualifiers for joining us tomorrow night to see Bohemian Rhapsody, our little private theater in Royal Oak. We'll do that again tomorrow morning. Rami Malek is playing Freddie Mercury. The reviews, the talk about Bohemian Rhapsody is through the roof, right? Everybody I know that's done the early screenings, you've got a friend out in L.A. that went crazy over it.
Oh, my gosh. And he's saying that this film should be nominated for Oscar.
I hope so. I mean, especially all the rumbling. But they were talking about Rami Malek, how he learned to mimic Freddie Mercury's performing style. So you assume he just watched Freddie Mercury. He says that he watched Jimi Hendrix, David Bowie, Liza Minnelli, and Aretha Franklin.
I get the Liza Minnelli because she's so theatrical and so was Freddie.
And Bowie.
Bowie, of course.
And you figure Jimmy was a showman and then Aretha. Here's the thing about Aretha. This is the one I was thinking. You show me another performer that owned the stage like Aretha Franklin. I don't care if she was singing the national anthem, talking in a mall on Fox 2 doing a segment. That woman owned the microphone, the camera, whatever it was.
She owned the room, she walked in.
Yes, and that's Freddie Mercury. When you watch Freddie Mercury during Live Aid,
That was the moment.
Well, he's larger than life.
That's the whole thing. So anyway, yeah, Bohemian Rhapsody. We'll do more of those tomorrow, but just thought that was interesting. All right, we'll be right back. Oh, don't forget, 9:30 this morning, Kiss My Gas. Kiss tickets before they go on sale.
It's always easy to reach Big Jim's house.
Phone's ringing, dude.
Thank you, Donnie.
Call or text 248-398-WC.
CSX, Big Jim's house, wrapping up the show this morning. We'll be back tomorrow. Lots going on Friday, obviously. Another round of Battle of the Burbs. I think we have TSO tickets tomorrow, as a matter of fact, for the prize. Very hot one there, too. Women Who Rock, who are we meeting?
We are going to talk to a woman, and this is so cool because tomorrow we're celebrating Queen on Big Jim's house because of our movie premiere. We're talking to a woman that started a nonprofit to teach kids music.
Oh, cool.
For free.
Oh, nice.
All
right.
So it's all about music tomorrow on Big Jim's
Fantastic.
house.
And, I'd be remiss if we didn't wrap up the show by mentioning something that happened. We learned the news yesterday. Gail Purton passed away at age 80.
Oh, yeah.
Gail Purton, Dick Purton's wife for 60 years here on the radio and just part of the Detroit radio community, the community in general. The struggles she went through with ovarian cancer and a pillar of strength and motivation and the millions of dollars fundraising and what they did to Joanne and to all her daughters and to Dick Purton. We love you guys. I mean, I don't care you work another radio station. I've been a fan of Dick Purton my entire life. Who isn't? And Gail was the matriarch, and not only that relationship, but that show. I mean, so Gail Purton at 80, God bless you, one of the strongest women you would ever meet. And I can't imagine what they're going through this morning, but I know I speak for a lot of people here in the Motor City, and I know speaking on your behalf as well. We're thinking about you guys this morning, so hang in there. Okay, we're going to wrap it up here. Jolene's coming in next. Want to say hi to Arlette and Sarah at Bella Mia, downtown Plymouth. They got us on this morning. Thanks for that.
Hello.
All right, we'll be back tomorrow. You be good. Okay, bye.